All right, taking a deep breath. Calming and centering. And this time what we'd like you to do is focus on your will center. That bright golden yellow, completely transparent will center. And a clear will center comes when the emotions are no longer tangled up in glamours, when the thoughts are free from the emotion, and this freedom, this clarity is beautiful. To exist in this clarity is to experience the beauty of everything without judgment. All beautiful. And then, when you turn the light of the will center around, flip it over like a coin, flip the light over and now look. And on this side, you see the opposite. You see this essential duality built into human nature. And this is a duality which you must rise above, in which you lift yourself above the duality and find the middle way. And you do this through transmitting, through understanding, through learning from all the things you fear, all the things that hurt, all the things that don't feel good to you. We talked about creating a room in your imagination, and you bring this limit into that room, and to begin to imagine the energy going higher and higher. That's your dharma. That's part of why you're here, is this ability to transform energy. And it's important for all of you to own the fact that I am statement from the will to initiate. I assert the fact that each one of you are perfectly capable of mastering any energy you set your intent to master. What it is asking for is choice, to choose it, to choose to be unafraid, to choose to walk in, to examine that emotion from the inside with cold eyes. Just what do you see? It's not that you're angry or indifferent, not that kind of cold, not that wanting of negative results, not that energy, no. Cold eyes is that you are the observer. This is all new to you, and you bring to it no preconceived ideas about what it looks like inside. Just utilizing your imagination, imagining it as a room, and imagine walking into the room and looking around. And what do you see? What is the room like? What does the room contain? What's in there? And this is the road to mastery. For once you have gone in and seen all of it, just as the observer, those cold eyes, not getting involved, just seeing what is there, as if you know nothing about it, no preconceived ideas. And after you have explored the emotion, then open your mind and call to understand it. Now, the will to unify is a very understanding energy. So calling that in to understand. Understand what you have seen, so that you can grow from it. For everything in your life is a symbol for something real. So important. And glamours and illusions, and the Maya they produce, the sum total of the world's miseries are funded right there. And as we get into illusions later, you'll understand that statement even better. And you'll understand illusions better. So we're asking that you take this material, and we'd like to talk about it at least 1 week. Want you to give you a week to really look at the material, formulate questions if you have them, you know, and really study the material so that you know it, you understand it. It's not something that's dim in your mind. Want it to be clear. Want it to be precise and understood. These are all things that bring you higher. As you are able to go higher in your imagination, you are opening the door, shining a light on a path that leads onward. Greater and greater growth, greater and greater levels of consciousness, and greater ability to love. Now, as you stand in this room, we want you to close your eyes and imagine how that room might look, what it would look like if it were full of light in your favorite color, or whatever color feels right to you, and decorated in such a way that everywhere the eye turns was something pleasing to see and associate with, the same emotion. Let's go explore what it could be. And see the gift this emotion brings, what it's drawing your attention toward, what it's asking you to see. Make your emotions, your friends. Make your emotions your friends. Make friends with your emotions. They are your friends. They are your help. They are your font of information that can tell you what you're thinking just by what you are experiencing emotionally. Remembering that your emotions are intelligent and they are your friends. They are your friends. They give you information. They help you when you need it most. When you feel, when your emotions are overwhelming or feeling like they're overwhelming, when your emotions feel like something you really don't want to experience, that's when you walk into the room to see what's there. And once you're in the room and you've seen what's there, you close your eyes and imagine yourself in that room in its highest expression, the highest possible thoughts that you can think about what you saw in that room. And you allow these two. You see the connection between them, running like an umbilical cord from the lower to the higher. And in your mind's eye, you begin to blend these energies, watching them as they twist and twine around one another, as they begin to blend to create something entirely new. And that something new is higher than anything you've thought about before. And this is how your mind truly expands, through the use and the practice of your imagination. And all we'll say at this point is one caution. Don't imagine idly, consciously, with complete awareness, consciously, awarely. Know what you're imagining. Know what your motive is for imagining. If your imagination leads you to a place you do not want to go, stop. Walk into it. What is it trying to tell you? What's there? What's contained within it? And then imagine higher. The highest you can imagine. Always bringing that energy up and thinking higher and higher. Raising the energy. Using that merging and blending. And then that ability to move the energy higher. To allow the lower to become part of the higher. And the higher reaching upward even higher. In an endless stretch, as the consciousness, as your consciousness, expands farther and farther out. Out into that sea of knowledge, and all the information available there in the higher realms, in the classrooms, and in the temples of the masters. And you find yourself walking a path there on the causal plane. And you know in your heart, you're headed for the Master's hut. The humble abode with just what they need and nothing more. Just what they need. Remembering that art is also a need, beauty is a need. But you have to know the difference between need and greed. And there you are. There you are in the path and in this room, having just what you need and visiting the Master, and they've got a room with just what they need. You walk into the room, and the air is thick with the heart qualities. You can feel them touching you everywhere in your fields, like little flashes of lightning or sparkle. Light dancing all through all your forms and fields. Till you can see yourself as a sea of light contained within the form, the outline of you, holding in this sea of light and possibility. Beautiful. And you can imagine the scene, the sun, the moon, the sky above you, connected to the earth, and the belief in this illusion, believing that it's real. And feeling your connection to it, your attachment, which actually threads out from you like cords on a spacesuit. These are your ties. These are the ties that bind you to this reality. These are the ties that bind you to this reality. These ties are made of beliefs which you have carried and strongly believe. And these are the ties that bind you. And right now you just transmit. Will to evolve and the will to harmonize. It's letting those energies saturate. Saturate the entire situation, the circumstance, just allowing it. Allowing it, feeling it shifting, changing as the higher energies call. Feel the pull of the call. Feel that desire to merge with that higher energy, to just let go and drift upward, 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 up to that part of the higher realms where the soul blending and merging takes place. And find your group. I want to think of them And don't just think of the ones you know about, but expand your mind to include all the group members who have been before and all who will come after. Opening your heart, recognizing the noble companionship you're drawing to you right now. And imagining this group, these people we are all connected to. And now taking your imagination and focusing in on this emerald green thread of energy within you. Feel that energy. Move into that energy. Become one with it. Letting it merge and blend with your energy until it is hard to say where your energy ends and the will to harmonize energy begins. This heart energy, this bridge. And in blending and merging the energies, you notice that this thread, emerald green light, has grown stronger and brighter, clearer, richer, more vibrant. Just focusing on how beautiful it has become. And then imagining it becoming even more beautiful, more filled with light, clearer, the color more beautiful. And feeling that connection there at the heart. As you feel your way into this energy, this emerald green energy, just going inside of it and opening your senses to experience. Part of you, and you're a part of it. And then letting go of that color, letting it drain from you, and you lift even higher. You're higher up on the bridge now. And you can feel the urge to bring this color to completion. But you also are attuned to the energy of the will to express. And so you wait. You're waiting patiently. Just watching the thread, waiting patiently to rise upward. And now, letting go again, allowing yourself to rise higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. You can just feel the energy at this level. And as you begin to harmonize, you realize that you need a greater foundation. And so you allow yourself to drift back down, while the way upward stays clear, patiently waiting. And you focus in where your energy needs to be. And after this, I'd like you to walk out of the classroom, out of the school, walking down the steps that also lead up to the Temple of the Masters, also lead down with the steps of the school, all one, merged together. And you smile because you understand that it's everywhere, it's all around you, endless opportunities, setting your intent to remember, setting your intent remember. And then going out into the meadow, the middle of the meadow, to a grassy knoll where you can sit and look at everything around you. And as you're sitting on this grassy knoll, taking it all in, you see, coming from a distance, yourself a soul. They are coming to meet you. And as they approach, you open your energy and imagine yourself greeting soul and blending with soul, merging with soul, absorbing those higher energies and the mind that enables you to think higher. It empowers your thought and it charges up your imagination, taking it even higher. And remembering to bring in the will to evolve into your emotional body and allowing it. Feeling the presence of the Masters, stop and give gratitude to all, including your soul. And with that, we bid you namaste.